It is. There's a lot of moving pieces. It's hard to tell what this is actually going to do, good, bad, or indifferent to specific soybean trade, but overall trade in general. I think the big thing that we will continue to watch is obviously the pulling back of the IEEPA tariffs. That was about 50 to 60% of what the original tariffs were under that program. So adding back that 10 to 15% that we talked about, it does strike some countries the wrong way. We've heard China has kind of already pushed back on their trade deals, but they are willing to go back to the negotiating table just to get those additional tariffs pulled off. The EU is saying the same thing. We've also got a trade deal with Brazil that is kind of up in the air when it comes to meat. So there's going to be a lot of question marks. It's still very early in the process. Obviously, all this stuff came down on Friday with the president announcing 10% going on for the next 5 months, 150 days. And then on Saturday, up to 15. So there are some question marks on whether or not this means that we're going to lose business. So far, we haven't necessarily seen it, but we also don't necessarily look for any big sales when it comes to, say, soybeans at this time of year. So is it going to have that much of an impact? It would be a big question. The good thing would be, obviously, if China is willing to negotiate, maybe they could write in that additional 8 million metric tons that the president talked about earlier this month. That would be a big deal, and that would significantly tighten up here in the United States.